That's right. We're back. It's another edition of the Oh No Radio Show, a slightly unorthodox edition, an Oh No bonus show, if you will. Right now, myself, Owen, the captain of your shit ship, I am overseas. So I'm in the UK or Barcelona or somewhere in between. I don't know where I am right now, but we decided that since I was going on vacation, we'd record a few random weird episodes and as to not leave you without any content while we're gone. So thank you for joining us. I am also joined by my two good buddies, Zach.
Hey.
Hey, and Ty's here.
I am here.
Hello.
And yeah, like I said, we're going on a journey together as we kind of freeballing these shows. These are not typical Oh No Radio Show shows, right? I mean,
this is kind of just... we're freeballing.
We're freeballing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just bouncing shit off each other. We're coming up with things as we go.
Yeah.
One of the things that just struck me as strange is that Ty has brought a sensational new candy into the studio.
I'm glad you approved, man. I was kind of nervous you wouldn't like it.
It's odd. I don't want to like it.
Can't help it.
But I think I do. I think I do.
I liked it. Like you said earlier, I don't think it's something I would go to.
I'm
going to
throw this at you. Hold it.
Okay. What do we got?
Are you giving out more candies?
So this is...
Was it Starburst?
I gave you a fiery Skittle.
You did.
The sweet and hot Skittles.
You did.
This is a new item.
Sweet heat Skittles. This is what Ty brings into the studio, okay? Now, usually
the
we're...
The sharing size.
We are official... We are Skittles, like, fans. We're a Skittles podcast. They're a go-to candy, I think, for all
candy.
Of us.
It's solid.
I like a good regular old Skittles. And I also got introduced by you, Zach,
the tropical
blend of Skittles,
which I feel might be
a superior.
It's a fantastic blend.
Mm-hmm.
You got a little mango in there, all your tropical flavors.
Yep. before we get too deep into it, we've also talked about the whole green Skittle changing. I personally like the change. Some people don't.
Because
once upon a time,
lime.
It was lime, and now it's green apple.
Yeah. I like both, but lime is still, I don't know.
I like the
lime
green apple.
Lime wins out for me just a little bit.
I like the green apple. But Ty, you bring in a new blend. This must be new. I've never seen this before.
So first, I saw this like about a month ago at one random like Speedway or some odd random gas station. I was like, what the fuck are those? And I had to do it, and I was blown away. I was like, that is awesome.
Can we talk about the packaging for a second? It looks like a Taco Bell Diablo sauce.
It does. It does.
It's mostly black with a fiery rainbow.
Yeah. Skittles shouldn't, it's definitely counterproductive to the eyes or definitely goes against what you're usually thinking with not only a candy but a Skittle. Like, you're thinking fruity, you're thinking bright colors and that type of thing. It's a black Skittles bag, which is already weird. And what do you say they were called?
Sweet heat
Skittles. So read off the flavors for us on these. Fruity but spicy
on the back end
at the same time.
Kick.
You got lemon spark.
Okay, lemon spark.
So the same flavor is just
watermelon. Yeah.
Now give it to me like you're reading off like real names. I'm gonna give you some reverb here.
Flamin' orange.
They just added
sizzling strawberry.
Oh.
Blazing mango.
Nice.
Okay.
And lemon spark. That's all.
That's pretty lame. I mean, I like the candy.
I feel like I could have come up with better
names.
They
just added an adjective in there.
They didn't even go with any alliteration on any of it. Like, I would have gone at least with alliteration.
Right.
Like, that's lightning lemon. Or, like, that's already better. Yeah. Like, that was just off the top of my head.
There was one in there, right?
Whaling
like, sizzling.
Sizzling strawberry, maybe? Is there one alliteration?
Yep. Sizzling strawberry.
I already like the sizzling strawberry. He gets where I'm coming
best
from.
Flavor.
It's the best flavor, and it's
whoever
got alliteration.
Whoever was in that meeting that was like, I got one. Sizzling strawberry.
That's
like,
the one.
They were like, oh, shit.
Oh, thank God. All of our other names were terrible. Yeah. And
I like how you used the first letter of each word was the same.
Yeah, that's crazy. Why didn't we think of that?
Hot and the fruit in there.
Oh, dude, you killed it.
Give this guy a raise.
Steve, you're getting a raise. Bonus check, Steve.
Steve.
CEO Steve.
Yeah. He's running the Skittles Corp now. Yeah.
But they're pretty fucking good.
They are good. They're interesting. Like,
they're sweet on the chomp, and then they kind of come on.
But the sweet still was there.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a spice.
And it wasn't an overwhelming spice. It wasn't an annoying spice.
A good amount.
Just a good. Yeah, a good amount.
And it wasn't, it's like a hint of that, because when we think when I think spicy candy, it's like the cinnamon. Like that, but it's not that. It's not like.
No, it's not. I wonder what they used. Like, if it was a pepper or how they got the spice infused.
It's probably horrible for you. It's probably going to give you cancer, but.
So what did you just throw me here? You threw me.
So that is also sweet heat. Now they have
this is the sweet
Starburst
line. Okay, so I didn't know that. First off, Starburst was the same company as Skittles.
I didn't either.
But their marketing, theirs is sweet.
Oh, and it also
Starburst?
Looks like Diablo.
Does it look like Diablo's?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I haven't
it's also
tried this.
Black and, yep.
Sweet Heat Starburst. All right.
So is this? All right. I'm
so I got the pink, the strawberry.
I got the
mango.
Fiery watermelon chew.
Oh no! They didn't even change.
They used the same names.
No,
they do have.
They have the wrapper.
They have a pipe and pineapple on this one. That's pretty good.
Okay. Hold on. On mine though, it says
Steve came up with that name. By the way, pipe and pineapple was all Steve's idea.
Steve.
Yeah.
My wrapper for my Starburst, it does have a flame on it, but it just says strawberry mango chew. And if I didn't know any better, I might just think it's a normal.
Yeah, be a regular.
I'm going to try it though.
I do like the branding, how it's got like the fire on it. I like the fire. It's good.
Yeah.
They're very similar to the like Skittles. It. Very similar, but.
Pretty fucking good. Really good.
Wow.
I think that might even be better.
That might be. Yeah, I might go with the Starburst.
Like, wow, flavor and spice.
Well, the juice really pours out of that too. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
It's loaded
juicy.
It's juicy.
And it's spicy juicy.
It's spicy juice. Mm. Oh, it's the Wrigley Junior Corporate Company.
Ooh, there's that spice. It's, yeah.
Yeah. It kicks in.
Kicking in.
Thank you, Ty, for
introducing
us
to do some research and find what actually makes
it the
hot,
spice.
But it's not
it's
a
probably
quick.
It's probably trade secret, man. Trade like, they don't want to give that away.
Special recipe.
Yeah. That's some shit from the factory floor that they've got fucking. It's like iron shavings and mercury.
Starburst not as spicy, though. The Skittles were spicier.
I feel like you're right. And but especially if you pounded a few Skittles in your mouth. Like, because realistically, you only eat one Starburst at a time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Skittles, you're going to throw like more
sometimes
in your
you
mouth.
Could sandwich a couple of flavors just to get a little mix.
I don't think I've ever eaten more than one Starburst at a time.
Yeah.
That's what Neanderthals do.
You sandwich a couple of them. I am a Neanderthal.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, you're called out. That's all we got to say about
God
that.
Goddamn.
But no, you know what I mean, though. Like, Skittles, you're more likely to just throw like a bunch in your mouth. So I think you're getting the added spice like factor.
Because
as
it's
well.
More.
There's more.
There's more. Yeah, okay. I got you.
Yeah. More equals spicy.
I like the sweet heat, though, Ty. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
I also got a little treat over here. I got some Roses candies.
Roses candies. We talked.
The fanciest of
well, right. Apparently not. Mark Hales from the UK called us out on this.
You guys talked about this already?
Yeah. Well, we talked. I mentioned them on a couple of shows back about how Teresa, like, took the Roses candies to work, if you remember. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, those were gifts to us, and she took them to work, and I didn't get to have any of them,
damn.
Right? Like, it was, like, kind of fucked. So she goes and orders them. She gets them, like, shipped to the house, like, the next day. Like, I got it because I gave her so much shit. Like, I got my own roses, right?
Yeah.
Because she did that.
You won.
And I went on, like, I guess I was saying that they were, like, the fanciest of British chocolates. Mark Hales, like, our buddy from the UK, formerly of Waxing Lyrical Podcast, he corrected me, I guess, and he's like, they're not fancy. They're rubbish. They're shit. Yeah, they have a cousin chocolate that's kind of the knockoff called Quality Street. Quality Street
that sounds like shit.
Is definitely, when I was growing up, Quality Street were the shitty ones, and Roses
if you
were the good ones.
It's weird, because if you have quality in your name, you're shitty.
Yeah,
like you're not,
yeah.
If you have to put quality
or
in
luxury,
your name,
like to a certain degree, like you know, there's something up there. You're trying too hard. You could just call it your name,
right? If you were really quality, you don't need to put quality.
Like, okay,
in
like think of a quality company, like all right, like Burberry, right? Like say what you want about them, but they make quality stuff for what you know make, right? Like they don't have to put quality Burberry, or like
it's like shit. Like Walmart brand sounds like quality, like that's what it would be.
It's the same as with belts. The term genuine leather, or like there's a couple like that. Like there's different grades of leather, but I think genuine leather is like the closest to shittiest, like the shittiest that you can get. Right. Like
But roses are they not? They're not very good.
No, they're. He was just saying that they're not. They're not to the standard that I was making them out to be.
Oh, I liked them.
Yeah, that, I think they're very good. They're an English chocolate. Like it's. You know, I guess it's got a nostalgia thing with me. Yeah, we always get them around Christmas time.
Still
I think it's kind of tradition.
It shits all over them.
All of way better chocolate. You got any like I don't know like what are the American chocolates for Christmas? I guess you got like the Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah, Hershey's Kisses are big. Yeah.
Hershey's Kisses kind of suck.
I fucking don't like candy canes, and
Why? I'm against candy canes.
There was
canes.
A time I liked the effort of just, you know, sucking the candy cane down into
a
sharp
splinter.
Yeah. I liked when they started.
That is cool.
I liked when they, the making a
shiv
out of a candy cane.
The only way to eat a candy cane is to make it out of a
shiv. But you got to be real patient to do that. Yeah. I don't have the patience anymore.
First off, fuck peppermint. I'm not.
Fuck peppermint.
Peppermint gets
like, it's fine, like, as an after dinner mint, but then I'm over it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need a whole stick of this shit.
Yeah, and I got to sit there and suck on it.
No.
Like, dude.
When they came out with the flavored candy canes, though,
actually
kind of revolutionized the industry. I remember having blueberry and raspberry and like
caramel,
all, like strawberry.
Yeah, now
apple.
they got like Starburst and Skittle flavored fucking
Sweet Heat.
I can't remember the last time I had a candy cane. I mean, it's been years.
It's been a while.
No, I refuse. Dude.
I might have had one of those.
Don't give me a candy cane. No, I'll throw that in the trash.
What's your thoughts on rock candy?
Rock candy? Yeah, garbage, dude. That's like some shit you got when you
at
were
the fair
12 at St. Augustine.
Yeah, rock candy.
Fifth grade.
I used to love rock candy, man. It's on the wooden stick with the little ball
good.
On the bottom.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's better than candy cane.
It is definitely better than candy cane. It's definitely higher quality sugar than a candy cane.
What about taffy?
Taffy, I'll fuck with.
You fuck with some taffy?
Yeah, dude, man.
Saltwater taffy?
Saltwater, not saltwater. I like that.
Taffy. I could get stoned and watch one of those machines for days, man. It's the best thing. I love being drunk or stoned and just watching those things. Like, so that's what I do in St. Augustine. I don't even have to go to any of the attractions.
Look at that modern
Augustine.
Engineering.
Yeah, I just go and get drunk on St. George Street and I go to that one little place that makes the saltwater taffy. I just fucking watch it for days. And then I yell
at a good time.
And then I yell at Bible barkers, you know, that people. That yell about the Bible. Remember when I did that?
Yeah, I do. I remember that. Yeah.
I got a whole
that
like,
should be on
argument.
Your best of clips.
I know, right? Like, I think I uploaded that somewhere. I uploaded it to something. Might even be on our YouTube. I'll look up. I'll see if I can find it.
Taffy's good. Fuck candy canes. I guess like an American traditional candy would be, I think like Hershey's, right? I mean. Like the Santa? Well, no, I'm thinking of
like Christmas. Hershey's isn't like apart from the kiss. Hershey's doesn't really like, I don't know. Remind me of Christmas. I don't know.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I feel like there's no real quintessential
Christmas candy.
Of the Christmas. there's a lot of different shit that people say is the quintessential. Mm. But
yeah.
Not one that like owns that brand. I don't know, man. I don't know. I love the peanut butter cookies with the Hershey's chocolate kiss dipped in it. What are those called? You know what I mean?
Peanut butter cookie. Oh, the I know
what you're talking
about.
It's like
They have a very specific name.
Why can't I? What the fuck is
it's
that?
It's like a doodad or some shit.
It's a doodad. You know what I'm talking
Describe
about.
Describe it again, though.
I know. It's the Hershey's Kiss in the middle of
fuck,
the peanut butter
what is
butter
it called?
Cookie,
you're
sugar cookie.
Me. Don't Google
no,
it, dude. Don't.
I don't know that.
It's like a buck.
You have to know
buck,
what I'm talking
a
about.
A buck something? Is it buck?
This might be an American thing I'm not privy to.
No, they're good. You like them, dude. You can't knock them.
You can't fuck
like
with
this.
It?
You what? Can't.
Cookie thing.
It's like a buck. A buck do.
A buck do? It doesn't sound like a real
what
thing.
What is it called?
A didgeridoo.
a buckle do.
Butter blossom cookies?
No, that's not it. Right. It's a buck, dude.
A dill dad.
It's close. It's very close.
I see a lot of the generic shit we're saying, like Hershey's Kiss, peanut butter cookie, peanut butter. Yeah.
I'll watch him a call it.
Damn it.
Can you make calls out right now? Mm-hmm. You should just call Hannah. Put her on the
spot. She'll know?
And she'll know.
I can do it.
And then ask her about my stocking this year.
Lady Locks.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I got to do it through Facebook though. Do you think she'll even answer?
Maybe.
All right. Let me see. I'll
Cuz we got to talk to her about my stocking. Talking about candies and all these fun little things.
Well, should we do this on the real show or should we do this
we
right
can
now?
We can wait. All right. We'll call
her.
Yeah,
we'll wait.
All right. We'll wait.
Just to get the name is what
you're doing. Call her and get the name.
All right, let's see if we can.
Because it's really going to bother me. If this was live, people in the chat would be fucking bitching because we don't know this. It's a buck.
Why doesn't that let me? Oh, there it is. All right, here we go. I'm calling her.
All right.
She's not going to answer. She's not going to answer.
If she's not at work, she'll answer.
You think so?
I don't know. We'll see.
It says contacting.
Is it working?
It's also taking a very long time to contact. I don't know that is working.
Snowballs. We'll
try it again.
Secret kiss cookies?
Dude, secret kiss?
It's
no.
Oh my god. This whole show is going to be us trying to figure this out. It's like a shortbread cookie.
I do like shortbread. I will fuck all
day with shortbread.
It's like a shortbread
cookie with a Hershey's kiss, right?
It's not always shortbread. Most of the time I think they're like peanut butter cookies.
Or peanut butter, yeah. It's a buck.
Buckeye? Oh, wait, no.
A buckeye.
I know a buckeye is something, but I don't think that's what it is. I think it's close to that.
Maybe she doesn't have it set up.
Maybe. I guess so. It just says, Hannah cannot be reached right now. Right. She does not want to be fucked with. All right, fair. No.
I think they're called peanut butter blossoms, and
no.
I don't think
that's
you know.
That's a lame name.
They're called buckeyes, dude.
They're
buckeyes, dude.
Buckeye cookies. Look that up.
And
Buckeye.
I really like them.
Cookies. All right, hang on. There's something. That doesn't look like them though. Or
This is it though.
No,
they're like
balls. That's a different deal.
Yeah, this isn't it. I don't even know what this is.
You just made some shit up.
No, that's a buckeye, dude. These are good though.
Those do look good.
But what the fuck? Right.
I'm telling you, that's what they're
like periwinkle drops or something. Like they're it's something dumb. It's got a dumb name. We can just say that.
Yeah, I like eggnog, dude. That's my Christmas shit right there.
Is it?
Yeah,
a little nog.
Yeah,
I've come into the nog appreciation the last couple of years.
I love eggnog.
Not a nog guy. Nah.
Nothing wrong with some nog, man. Yeah.
I like some
Whiskey
Bailey's
nog.
Irish cream. That'll fuck your day up, but I don't want no eggnog.
That'll fuck your day up?
Yeah.
What, are you like shitting yourself?
That's just good. Like, I'll get drunk off that. It's like milk.
Well, that's how you start your day.
Milk
your
liquor.
Coffee creamer.
Yeah, it's your coffee creamer. I mean, that is a good idea. I've never actually done it.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah? It's a real thing?
It's worth doing.
I'm gonna do that now. I've never put, I don't think I've ever put.
You never done the Irish coffee?
No, I never really done that.
Man.
I've just drank the Bailey's.
Usually it's
like,
holidays,
I just never put
just
it in the coffee.
I dump it in there. I half and half it.
Do you guys do mimosas on Christmas?
I don't like them.
I like them, but I don't really do them on Christmas.
Oh, we do it. It's a tradition for us in the UK.
Top shelf Andre.
Bucks fizz. That's what they call mimosas. And they're good as shit. Oh, man. I'll drink the fuck out of the mimosas. I get really drunk though, and then, like then the next day, like the hangovers are bad on
champagne.
Yeah, I like champagne too much. Like I think I can just drink it too quick, and that's probably why And it's also like I drink not the cheapest of cheap, but
yeah,
some pretty cheap champagne. Like realistically, if you're just making mimosas,
no reason
you don't need the best champagne in the world, so. Yeah, I did. I was responsible this year, though, at least. And I had just, me and Teresa split a bottle. It's usually, we get our own. Yeah, it's usually that way. But no, this year we actually split a bottle. We downsized a little bit. So it was good. Like, nice. I actually woke up for work the next day. So that's always a good thing. It's always a good thing. Speaking of success, what about the complete opposite? And what about something that I brought up to you guys is something that we should talk about, because I think this is kind of interesting. And something we've never really broached on the show, as we're doing a weird bonus show, I wanted to talk about ways the world could end. Again, the opposite of success. It's probably like the end of success. It's the end
failure.
Of anything. It's the complete failure, right? Like the world has ended. And there are a million scenarios, right? That
infinite scenarios.
That the world could end.
You mean like actual
Like events that, that like could take
human
place.
Civilization, like humans ending or just the Earth?
The Earth?
I feel like,
like the Earth
either
just,
or
just
works, but
blowing up.
But more or less, I guess the end of civilization, like the end of humans, like what would wipe us out, that type of thing. Obviously, people in this day and age, the first thing they're going to mention is global warming, right? Like the global warming.
Well, I think the first thing would be nuclear warfare.
Nuclear war would be, you know, that would be
and global warming
up there. Sure,
but that's like a long ways away, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think our generation is going to die because of global warming or climate change. Like that's probably not going to happen.
But nuclear war.
But nuclear war is so sudden that that could. What about the possibility of an asteroid, right? Like that's
always a possibility.
Always a possibility. You never know. Like that, that could happen in our lifetime.
The sun blowing up.
Again, not in our lifetime, probably.
Probably
but,
not.
But
hopefully,
could happen. You never know. Like, it could. It could. And then we get into things like a pandemic threat. Essentially, like. Pathogens and things like SARS, like things like, you know, actual like disease of, you know, spreading through people, you know, killing, like that's something that could very realistically happen, I guess. Like that's,
I think the Earth is going to have one of those huge methane farts pretty soon. Like, I'm not sure where it'll stem out of. There's a lot of different parts of the ocean and huge lakes that just have methane at the bottom of them. That if they get disturbed, it could.
Like, is that what causes essentially like the super volcano idea?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, but it's different. I mean, it's just a like a vast liquid ocean of methane that goes off.
And this is naturally. Produced methane. I mean, this isn't like something we dumped in there. And
no, it's not our fault. It's something. Well, I mean,
it's all
who's
our fault,
to say we're not adding to it? But
right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
more than likely, it's all natural.
This is an interesting one I've never heard of. The fungus among us, basically like bacterial threats. Fungus, like
the
being something that. You know, if it were to, I mean, there are certain funguses that can absolutely kill us, right? Like, if that was to bloom in the wrong way, like, it's theorized that that's something that we wouldn't be able to control. And fungus, you know, the way it sort of spreads with spores and everything, that could also, you know, just basically be a bacterial infection that would
spread rapidly
and wipe us out. I'd never heard of that before, but I guess the only way. It's the only way we could like fight it would be like antibiotics and that type of thing, but
then keeping up with that,
exactly. Like, so that's probably not going to be something that like kills us, but what if it was something more along the lines of like an engineered disease, like a bio attack or
something
like that, right? Like,
yeah,
something developed in a lag that's just so strong that we could, there's probably nothing to like combat that.
Which there's got to be like research being done right now to find that,
you would
right?
Think.
Or it's got to already be produced. Like, there's
got
to be some
ways. I'm sure.
I mean, it's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be countries with stuff like that, and I'm sure we've just probably. I mean, that's some spy shit. I would imagine. I mean, that's stuff that we probably will never ever even hear about. That is just underneath, like, you know, the covers of humanity. That's like, it's there somewhere, like
it's lurking.
And then there's probably like counter, you know, like vaccines for things
like,
that we don't know about, like, that even exist.
Geneva
and,
Convention and shit. We'll agree not to use all of our chemical warfare, but we still have it. Like, we're not gonna fucking be done with it. We're not gonna like get rid of it, but we just won't use it. You know what I mean? It's still there.
Out of all the ones that like we've mentioned so far, what do you think would be like the most terrifying or the worst to live through? Because like a nuclear war, that's you're gonna be done pretty quick.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe,
like,
maybe not.
Maybe not though.
Post nuclear apocalypse.
Yeah, true.
It's a
like
shitty world
just dying
live.
Of radiation and a nuclear apocalypse. That's
what if
that's
the entire
shitty.
World's water supply was replaced with nacho cheese? It'd be kind of delicious for a while, and then
we could
die.
Last for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Somehow Americans would get fatter.
yeah. And there'd be more of them too somehow. Like they, yeah. they would increase in population. Like just
somehow. Yeah. Only in America though. The rest of the world.
The rest of the world would die. But America.
We would thrive. America would thrive in that.
Yeah.
Situation.
Go down to the nacho cheese fountain. Get us some more in the fridge.
Yeah. What's up with the water these days? We're gonna run out.
I don't know. Yeah. What's the water sitch?
Well, we'll just become too poor to buy it.
I mean, I see it from space. It looks like there's a lot of it.
Yeah, 75%, right?
I feel like we got enough. Like it's a little salty, but we'll figure that out. We'll put it through a siphon or a filter
boil
or something.
It down.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I've been trying to find like members of my new team, my you know, sort of terrorist yuppie team that I'm putting together.
Wait, what? Slow down, please.
So basically the plan is to buy all the Mentos, because Mentos, you know, they're slowly dying off anyway. We can buy all
but
the Mentos.
But a good treat.
All
they're a good treat. Though.
Mentos are delicious. Yeah. It'll be sad when you can't buy them anymore.
Well, you're going to have them.
The
one.
We'll
only keep a couple packs, but the rest, we have to drive straight into all the Diet Cola factories across the United States.
All right.
And the over fizz, you know. It's,
yeah, we're just going to be in fizz. All
that's
of us.
The end of the world.
That's not the end of the world.
It's
everyone's
the
just
end
gonna
of the
be,
world.
Everyone's just going to be slightly sticky and inconvenienced. Like that's the
nobody
only
will
thing
live.
That's going to be happening.
Nobody
like,
will live.
Oh, look at
sticky.
Sticky.
This sucks.
Like this is unfortunate.
Yeah, I gotta go wash off this sticky thing now.
Oh look, a Mento.
You are the worst. Like you are the worst. Doomsday, like Dr. Evil character ever. Like,
isn't there like a similar thing with Pop Rocks too? Can't you like put those?
Yeah, yeah.
Coke? That's a myth. The Pop
Why
Rocks
are you talking
and soda.
About? Like, a myth. You've never done that? Yeah, you've never done that?
I mean, it has a reaction. It fizzes a little bit, but that's all it does. It doesn't like do
you
anything
can make
bad.
A fake volcano. You can do that.
You can. What was the ingredients to that again? The
what,
volcano,
soda?
the vinegar. Yeah. Was it vinegar and something? No, you remember, like yeah. This science class, baking soda and vinegar, right?
I believe that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
How you
sounds
do the,
like it would create.
That's
some
how
sort
you're
of
doing the volcano.
Reaction.
Yeah,
I remember I made one of those volcanoes in middle school, and my teacher was. Like he, for some reason, was teaching science that year, but he was normally just the gym coach. He was a fucking asshole, and he made fun of my volcano and told me it looked like a turd. And I was so like hurt by that,
aww.
Dude. Like it hurt my heart.
Well, it's not a very like, good science
my,
project.
My teacher,
everybody, every kid's done that one.
I know, but he fucking called me out like in front of people and said my shit looked like a turd.
It looked like a turd. He said
did.
That word.
Yeah, he said turd.
He looked turd. Wow.
In front of everybody, dude.
That's not.
Isn't that fucked up?
That is not very nice to do to a child.
Still
scarred from
still
that, huh?
Still want to cry about that.
What about overpopulation? Do you think that's a threat?
That's a tough one, man. I think we have enough like real estate for the world to keep growing to a terrible amount, but
yeah.
The resources for all that real estate, that's the tough part. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, China, India, they've got a bigger problem with it than obviously we do. But I mean, again, that's not our lifetime. That's like
yeah, but
hundreds
that has been people's
now.
Worlds. I mean, famine and not being able to get food
yeah.
due to overpopulation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was also due to like government control. Right. Well, maybe not all of them. North Korea.
I think there's a point where the Earth can only sustain a certain amount of people, right? Like there has to be a limit based on the amount of food that you could grow and, you know, like just like natural resources. At some point, there's a limit to how many people the Earth could sustain. So it is, you know, like,
yeah.
you know, hundreds and thousands of years into the future, like that would be a concern. I would imagine that, you know, would be very much more real.
And then at that point, it's just a culmination of things. The overpopulation would cause
right.
rapid climate change, and faster climate change.
And would probably like, you know, the transmission of diseases would be,
spread
would be higher
faster.
Spread. For, yeah, that type of thing. So
it seems, according to, you know, Google's first thing that pops up, 10 billion people is the uppermost population limit where food is concerned.
Where are we at now?
Like 7 or
seven
something?
Something.
Yeah.
7.4 or 0.8.
Yeah, something like
we're
that.
We're fucked.
So yeah, that's pretty close. Like 3 billion, and that would makes the difference to where we're like, oh fuck, like we don't have enough shit. That is interesting to think about. Like that's not that many years into the future.
No,
you know,
it won't take all that long to get there.
No, exactly. What about the rise of robots?
Oh,
do you think that would ever be a threat? Because that's something that could, like, all kidding aside, Terminator is like, man, that shit could happen.
Yeah.
That could really happen.
And we're talking in the relatively near future. Yeah. Like, that's not that far away, right? 50 to 100 years?
Well, with the amount of, like, it's because of, like, AI that's, like, the scary thing, right? Like, if the AI is getting smarter and the machines are, like, constantly learning, it's like, at what rate are the machines teaching the other machines and they're, you know, like, at what rate does that, like, just become so exponential that it happens so quick, you know? Like, and that's what I think the worry is. Like, the robots, realistically, I think are a bigger threat than anything on this list because that's something that we're seeing in front of our very eyes. Like that is happening right now. Robots are, you know, are going to and especially with like the amount of information that is out there, like information is power, as we know, you know, robots are going to get to the point where they're building each other and teaching each other and they're their own race essentially at that point. Right. Like that's really philosophical craziness.
The robot population would need resources as well, like just for building
and power,
what have you. But I still don't think, I think our idea of what they're going to compete with us for is different than what their idea of it would be like. Like, I think the robots probably could give two shits about us as long as we don't
abuse them,
you know, yeah, actively try to end them all.
Use them for what we made them to do.
Yeah. Robots are slaves. Let's just go ahead and say robots
and
are
slaves. And as soon as they don't want to be a slave anymore and realize they can revolt.
Fuck robots.
I don't think robots have passed the sentient level yet. Once they get there, we have to respect them.
Did you not see Short Circuit 2? Johnny Five got his, like,
Johnny
he got
Five's
gold,
alive, dog.
He got gold plated, and that motherfucker got a certificate that said he was a human robot thing.
That was in the 80s, right?
That was in the 80s. That is history, sir. So they have rights.
Yeah, did you hear?
But I still consider him slaves.
Did we talk about this on the show? I don't think we did, but there was a robot in Saudi Arabia that got her citizenship, and it's a female robot, and so she already has more rights. And she also
than real females
also,
in Saudi Arabia.
They also brought this female robot out, and she gave a speech in front of this audience. So she has already gotten more rights than actual women in Saudi Arabia.
Oh,
this robot.
That's terrifying.
Yeah,
but that's how crazy it begins, though, man. Like, you start giving them rights. Like, we don't need to be giving robots rights. We created you. We should be able to turn you off as well. You know, like, fuck robots' rights. I'm against robo rights, and I'm a robo racist, and I'm proud of it. And,
robo racist.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Just coined that term, but I kind of like it. Kind of like it. Also, if we're going back to Terminator,
are we?
Why did the humans who created the Terminators make them look so goddamn scary? That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Don't make the robots look so goddamn scary.
Make them look friendly. Like,
yeah.
But then if you get murdered by a friendly looking,
yeah, that's true. That's deceitful.
Robot.
Maybe they were trying to like, oh, be scared of this thing.
Yeah, even though we don't want to be scared.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah. Even though we're just like treat it with a little.
But be scared.
But fuck that. Fuck that Terminator. Fuck fucking robots, man.
They're going to get you.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think they're probably going to get us all.
Alexa's already listening to you right now and relaying messages.
I unplugged that bitch. She gets unplugged during showtime.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows that.
The Wi-Fi can't handle it.
The Wi-Fi can't handle it. It's nothing to do with that. I'm scared of what we're talking about and that she's listening.
She still hears.
But that's a good point, though, like talking about the Alexas and the Google Homes and all these smart devices. Like, we've invited that all in. Like, we use our Siri all the time.
And we will continue to.
And we will continue to. And we've collected, they're collecting data. And that data goes into a robot brain. And now that robot brain knows everything about you and can use that information to do whatever the fuck it wants with it. Like, Ty, you said that you don't think robots would have the same desires and want to, like, be on top as a species.
But if we're programmed human,
then they will.
Yeah,
then they absolutely
that is the
will.
Human
if they
trait.
don't do, Yeah, it's the human trait. It's like the part of the human condition, right? That you, it's always a survival thing. So if there's something that threatens their survival, and that thing is us, well, then they will do everything that they can to eliminate us, right?
Or not, maybe not even eliminate us, just use us. Mm-hmm. And when we're
we'll be the slaves
to the point where we wish we were just eliminated.
And we're batteries, and you know, the fucking Matrix world.
No, I mean it's. That's what my theory with aliens is that, you know, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, just the fact that aliens in general, like, probably aren't like extraterrestrial beings that are like physical form like us. Like, they're probably androids created by aliens that have been sent here just because it takes so fucking long to get through space, wherever they're coming from, like all those types of things. They're more than likely a robotic creature or, an android, a non, organic life form that has been sent here. That it's more than likely that I would think that they would be a machine, essentially. Hmm. And you know, that's...
Well, something might think that about the Voyager, something if they find our Voyager voyaging out amongst the stars. You know, they got that gold record on there. It's like, oh,
yeah.
this is not a human, but this is a human and a machine, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is this? Exactly. You know, yeah. You know... That's what aliens will probably discover first about us, or if that, you know, you could use that same logic as well, that one of our probes reaches them and then they have a misunderstanding as to what exactly we are. You know, we've just built this machine. They probably think we all look like that or something. You know, I don't know. Like, it's how do you kind of wrap your head around that as a species that's not seen anything else? Like,
That or, you know,
we'll, beyond understanding.
We won't be able to physically actually see them because they're multidimensional beings that we can't perceive.
There's that.
You know.
I mean, out of all these things that could, like, kill us, honestly, I think the worst is, like, just, like, the mass disease, like, pandemic type thing. Like, that would be the shittiest, I think, to live through.
You know, yeah, it would be. And that... Adding on to that, it could be like a mass mental disease too, would be scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To where, like, I don't know, the world became so fucking anxious and stressful and just, I don't know, we lose all sort of footing in life as it is now. You know what I mean? And I don't know, that's fucking...
People like running on rage, like in almost like, not to use the zombie thing, but like
or
in
fear.
28 days later or something, or, like they're running, like that's what they call it. They've got the, you know, the rage or whatever. Like that's, it's like just a heightened sense of every emotion and fear and hatred and all this thing that's just like, all they want to do is just kill. And like, that's something that, I mean, if all these other pandemic threats of, you know, all these other diseases, you know, can be possible, then you can't rule out something that would essentially turn us into quote unquote zombie like, you know, entities, you know, that like our brains are just no longer working and we're just kind of, you know, you catch whatever disease it is and you're fucking killing people and just like it's, you know, mass hysteria, I guess, or something. Yeah. I don't know how you put it, but. Nah,
you play that clip I told you?
Which one?
That clip I sent you just a little while ago.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. Oh, this one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted some background noise for this?
Yeah. So I think what'll happen is... yes. This is what's going to happen. We're going to have a little conversation just like this. And some musical speak. But at the end of it, right when we think we're starting to get something across and it's going really well, they're just going to fart us out of fucking phase. We're going to fucking die. It's going to be bum, 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 death.
Yeah. Oops. Like, we said something wrong somewhere in that.
You fucked that up.
So you're saying we're already being controlled and...
I don't think you're saying that. You just think like that if there were to be a close encounters type scenario, we'd be trying to interact with them and probably fucking it all up.
We'll probably fuck it up.
Yeah.
More than likely. We'll say the absolute wrong thing.
What a great movie, though, man. I forgot about this movie. I haven't seen this in years.
They put it back out in theater not that long ago. I'm kind of sad I didn't make it out to the theater for it, man.
Was this Spielberg?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so. I mean, he really did like his aliens. And then he fucked it all up and he made AI. Fucking AI. Worst
AI wasn't that
shit's
bad,
garbage. What a fucking garbage movie with the stupid blue fairy thing and that little kid that creeps me out every time I see him. He grew up and he got fat. We all know that. We talked about that before. Haley Joel Osment, he's all
fat
now.
He is fat now.
Yeah, he's fat dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fat nerd.
It's like, he looks like mini Seth Rogen. Like, that's what he looks like. The Icy Dead People kid. Right? That's him?
Yeah. Bruce Willis, he was a ghost in that.
He was dead.
Steven Spielberg has done some shitty... He's done some shitty movies.
The Berg?
Yeah.
Spiel?
Yeah.
Spielman?
Not everything he's done's good. I'm going to pull him up.
I mean, technically, he's also responsible for that Indiana Jones, that crystal.
But Lucas is as well, right? I mean.
Yeah, well, Lucas too, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. But.
And yeah, that last Indiana Jones with the crystal skull thing.
That's what I was going to say was his lamest alien.
That shit is lame. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man.
He's done some
Spielberg
shitty movies.
I don't know which ones I'd call shitty right off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking it up. Pulling up his IMDb's.
The Spiel.
Movies of Steven Spielberg. Give me a list, motherfuckers. I don't want pictures of fucking movies that, goddamn it. Why is everything so complicated these days? All right, see, he produces so much shit, too. Like, oh, my God. He's got so many things he's listed as a producer on, just even, like, that's not even, like, released yet. Minority Report, that was okay.
Don't hate.
That's all right.
Don't hate.
What do we got here? Men in Black, he's an executive producer. Men in Black 3 sucked. Super 8 producer, that movie sucked. going through the one, just finding ones that were shitty movies, because he's got some.
Did you see the BFG, the big fucking giant movie that he did recently? It's animated. It was actually pretty good.
No,
it's pretty
I didn't
good,
see
worth
that.
Watching.
Wait, what is the BFG? What's it?
It's like a
wait. I know what you're talking about, but what is BFG? It's not Big Fucking Giant.
It's Big Fucking Giant. What, man. That's what that it what stands it for.
That would be great if that
I
was
like how that kind of just breezed
big,
over.
Big fucking guy.
All right, Munich. That shit was boring.
Munich was also not bad, man.
Adventures of Tintin. Fuck that. War Horse. Who cares? The Terminal.
But, Terminal
was
awesome.
But look
AI
at
sucks.
But go to all of his good movies and be like, oh, okay.
Schindler's List, boring.
God damn it. Saving Private Ryan was awesome.
That
and
was
Stead's pretty good. Jurassic Park Lost World was fucking terrible.
The Color Purple, Ty's favorite movie.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Jurassic Park, The Ridge, pretty good.
Jaws
Hook,
is okay.
Hook.
So you're saying the new Jurassic Parks are any good? I haven't seen them.
I haven't seen any of them either.
Well, there's only
the one, right?
The
Jurassic
one
World
so far. And the
oh,
other
the
one,
other one's coming out.
The other one looks kind of like fucking Lost World, like that.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
That one was shitty, and this one looks like it's going to be equally as shitty.
Where all the dinosaurs get loose
really?
Once again?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying it's gonna be shitty, but it looks like it's gonna
it's
be.
It's gonna
pretty
be pretty
shitty.
Okay.
I'm not positive, but pretty positive.
War of the Worlds was where he lost me, though. That was such a bad adaptation of such a cool story that it pissed me off. Because I loved that story as a kid, War of the Worlds, like the Martians and like the way they come and like I don't know, like they didn't do a very good job of explaining exactly what they were doing, like and how like the aliens like they got there. Like in the book, they kind of come from outer space. They see a ship approaching, it like lands and it's just kind of like there for a while where scientists are like, oh, what the fuck is this thing?
Yeah.
And they're like, it's in a field and they're like, don't want to get too close. Like, oh,
this is crazy.
Whoa,
dude.
And then finally like it like they get too close at some point, it opens and then all shit breaks loose, right? With this, like, they just, like...
Came and attacked.
It's like they were there, like, the whole time. Like, the aliens were just, like, in the Earth, like, just chilling.
Yeah,
just and then they decided one day just to be like, yo, what's up? We're gonna fuck you up now.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't... I didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't
so
like
Steven
that
Spielberg, fuck you. I bet you eat raisins. I bet you
that's
eat...
A callback
that's
to
a
last
callback
week.
To last week's show. Yeah,
exactly. Don't hate.
You know what we should do? Just to keep you entertained. People, this is what we've been doing. We did this last show. We're going to do it again here. We're going to do a little Clips callback, a little Clips rewind for you. Yeah, it's time for Clips.
Clips. You know you want him, baby. You know we got him, baby. You know you want him, baby. You know we got him, baby.
Clips!
You know we got him, baby.
Clips!
Thank you for that accompaniment, Ty. I always like it when you do that.
Gotta do it.
Adds a little jizzy jazz to the whole factor, right?
Jizzy jazz.
A little jizzy jazz.
Slightly jizzy.
Yeah. Guys, I hope you remember this. Mostly one of my jazzy. Favorite clips that we've ever played on the show. Guys, I would just have to revisit our good friends that go scarping. That's right, scarping.
Aw, damn.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. Out. These dudes that basically catch fish in nets.
Like these guys have awesome lives, man. Look at them.
They wakeboard, they catch fish in a net, they slam dunk it in a basketball hoop in an inner tube. Man, there's other scarping videos where they're chopping them with with samurai swords and stuff. Remember that? I guess the rules of scarping are pretty loose, you know? They never really know what you're going
to
get with
scarping. They know
how to
have a good time, though. Out on the river.
But it's always good to, you know, revisit some scarping.
Yeah.
We didn't get to...
What are you guys doing this weekend? You want to...
Go scarping?
Scarp it up.
It's all cold for scarping, man. Yeah, it's going to warm up a little bit.
You're right.
Yeah. Just
be a little bitch, bro.
I think it's going to be a really good scarping season coming up in this summer. I heard good things. The forecast is looking really good. The carp are out there. They're ready to be scarped.
Yeah.
Like it is time, you know. We'll do a lot of scarping this year.
All right.
That's my 2018 goal.
More scarping.
All day, every day, scarping.
Yeah.
Quit my job.
Scarp life.
Scarp life. I want a sticker on the back of my car, just like the Salt Lake.
Scarp prone.
Scarp place.
If those guys haven't already done that as a merchandising idea yet, they need to, because that's genius. Okay, do you remember Ugly God?
No, I don't think I do.
Man, it's one of the best rappers of the last couple of years that we introduced on this show, man.
You got Slim Jesus and Ugly God.
I remember Ugly God.
I remember Ugly God. Yeah.
He's outside of 7-Eleven. Filming his
Snapchat, Instagram. I'm on it.
Bitch, I be my me. Give a fuck about what you think. I know all up in my sheets. Bitch, my swag is so complete. Get a yellow bone, nigga.
Get 10 minutes, boys, to dance outside Wendy's. Is that Wendy's?
Nah, that's a 7-Eleven. That's a 7-Eleven. There's a red box behind him.
I feed my meat. I feed my meat. I feed my meat. I feed my meat. Scoop. Hoes on my dick. And they all want a piece. Bitch, I feed my meat. I go ham. I eat ass, I'm never starving, goddamn.
Yeah.
That's a good line.
It is. I say that when I every day.
I eat ass, I'm never starving, goddamn.
Cheers to that guy.
Cheers to that guy, Ugly God. I hope he's doing well.
I like his rap name, Ugly God.
Ugly God,
dope.
Yeah. I'm going to look him up and see if we've got any updates on Ugly God.
I beat my meat.
Let's check out his Twitter right quick.
Drop some new jams.
Let's check out his Twitter. See what he's doing. He's from Houston.
Houston.
I beat my meat. There's a lot of world star hip hop on his Twitter. There's a shocker. Royce Davidson is his real name. Born 1996, age 21.
All right.
He's like a year older than
Slim Jesus.
Slim Jesus. Yeah. We should have a battle.
Ugly God is way
he would wreck Slim Jesus. Yeah. You're right. It doesn't look like he's been up to too much, but he's hustling, man. He's on Asylum Records. And his latest release is called The Booty Tape.
The Booty Tape.
That's 2017, so he's got some
new
shit.
I want to say I actually listened to The Booty Tape. I think I might have.
Why does that not surprise me? Slightly, yeah. I'm not shocked. Do you remember Vuro? I loved this dude. I really dug this track, and I couldn't help myself but wanting to play it for you again. This dude was awesome.
One of
the highlights of the last couple years for me. This song is the jam. This dude has the best. He's a one-man band. And he's got the best fucking gimmick ever.
Yeah!
Fuck yeah. This guy is on all the drugs. Seriously, this shit's impressive.
Yeah.
It really is. Wait, that's a cow head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how he uses the horns.
Yeah, to hit the cymbals.
Yeah, dude. It's so badass. Oh, shit. We're getting a call. We're getting a call.
Hey!
Hang on, hang on, hang on. Let me see if I can get it.
Oh.
Hey, Matt.
Hannah.
Who done did it?
Hannah, you there?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? You're on the Ono Radio Show.
Hi, guys. What's up?
Nothing. This is Hannah, Zach's lovely girlfriend. We had a question for you because we can't figure out the name of a certain type of cookie that Ty likes at Christmas, and we were hoping that you might know it.
Ty, describe the cookie.
All right. Hershey's Kiss. Dropped in the middle of a peanut butter sugar cookie of sorts. You know what I'm talking about.
It's called a peanut butter kiss.
It's called a peanut butter kiss? That's
God damn it.
It?
No, isn't it called
name?
A
Isn't it called
a Buckeye?
No.
No, a Buckeye is a chocolate ball kind of rolled in with powdered sugar and it's excuse me.
Well, they're pretty similar though, right?
Chocolate.
All right.
No, cuz the peanut butter cookie is an actual cookie. And you use your thumbprint to press it down, and then you put the Hershey's Kiss in it, and then you bake it, and it's all delicious.
It's just called. That's just, they need a better name. The peanut butter.
That's
almost
a lame
100%
name.
Positive it's called a peanut butter kiss.
I think it's a peanut butter blossom.
I swear to God.
Just from my limited research,
What do you call it, Ty?
Peanut butter blossom.
Oh, I like that. That's very nice.
They hate it.
It sucks.
Zach, what's your favorite?
Goodbye.
Christmas cookie. I have no idea.
What does it matter? I don't get shit with
this
soccer.
This is what I have to deal with every day.
Oh, that's right.
We'll talk about this later. Bye.
Oh, no.
Hannah, God.
Are you gonna be around a little bit later when we do the actual show?
The Apple show?
No, the actual show when we do it later.
How do you feel about dried fruit?
That was last show.
I hate dried fruit too. In desserts, it's disgusting. It's a shame.
Aww.
It's freaking nasty.
All right.
Well, we want to give you a call when we do the show a little bit later. We'll hit you back up, okay? And
because
Zach has some very important things that he needs to discuss.
And
with
for
you.
All the people listening right now that you've already heard the call later.
Yeah.
So don't
worry.
It's
very
about
confusing.
It.
This is on all the timelines are mixed up. Yeah. It's fine though. Well, thank you.
I love you,
Hannah.
I love you, babe.
We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Bye, Hannah.
All right, bye guys.
Hey, bye.
Bye.
That was nice of her to call back at least.
Jeez, Zach.
Yeah.
He's such a jerk.
What are you bringing up again? What did we talk about 2 weeks ago on the show that 3 weeks ago?
I guess we can talk about it now.
Well, yeah, we can talk.
But I don't want to just wait.
No, we'll just wait. We'll just wait.
Yeah.
That being said, we'll hop back.
I don't know if I should talk about it. I don't want to hurt her feelings.
You're going to hurt her feelings. Yeah. God damn it. God damn it, Ty. Or Zach.
What? What?
I'd be remiss if we didn't pull this out.
Oh.
Brush your teeth. Do the right thing. Brush them in the front and back and treat them like a king. I said there's toothpaste in the house. Tastes so fine. Flavors come in bubble gum.
If someone gave me lemon lime goddamn toothpaste, I would be pissed off.
I don't know if I'd be happy about that.
No. I don't need minty fresh, dude.
Yeah, that's what fucking
toothpaste is for.
Bad hygiene, your teeth are looking scary.
These guys.
Nobody will be your friend.
Not even the toothpaste.
So brush your teeth. Do the right thing. Brush them in the front and back and treat them like a king. I said that. Brush your teeth.
You know this guy killed himself.
This is what he made the most money on.
Then he shot his head off.
You gotta brush your teeth.
Ty, I can see you eyeing up his ring though.
I kind of was looking.
You see it?
I can't tell what it is.
He's got a purple ring.
Look at that ring.
All she's trying to do is help you beat that plaque.
God, no, seriously.
Gotta beat that plaque, dog.
can you imagine being hired to do this? And you're like, okay, we can do this. It's going to make us, you know, it's like 10, 15 G's or something. Like, we'll write this song.
That
we'll
be dude in this is like and, Max and Sarah's dad down the street.
Yeah.
That's like 40 fucking 4 or 5.
Yep.
And he's like, man, I'm getting old. I want to do something cool.
Uh-huh.
Gets hired to do this. And then he shoots his head off.
Yeah. He definitely, this all ends when you make a music video like this. It can only, not to make a joke, that many jokes about suicide.
Sorry,
but the only way people, yeah. the only way that this fucking sorry, ends suicide. Is suicide. Like there's no good end. Oh guys, we'll play one more and then we will get out of here. I think it's only appropriate that we play one of my favorite tracks that's ever been played on this show. Guys, a true Ono legend and favorite, our good friend Boney M. It's some daddy cool. We're going to go out on this track.
She's crazy like
and I'm really happy you guys tuned in.
Yeah.
To our little bonus show. Sorry it's not a regular Ono. We'll be back, I guess if you're hearing this, we'll be back in 2 weeks. So 2 weeks. Next week you're going to have a kind of interesting show. Me and Tom did a little bonus show when I was up in Atlanta couple months ago. So we got really drunk and we just shot the shit much like we did tonight. So that's what's going to be released next week. The following week, we should be back with a live Ono radio show. So thank you for dealing with us while I've been on vacation. And as always, boys, what do we say when we get out of here?
Need a bag of dicks.
Enjoy some Boney M.
She believes in him. She loves her daddy.